Yud Adar Sheni, Sunday the 20th of March, Dan Yom Tov Sangha. Some interesting shilas on Purim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Nemeth, Lichvod Simchas HaNesurim of Yosef Chaim Kramer and Miri Nemeth. Mazel Tov.
If there is a halacha of shloishim yom lifnei achag by Purim, I don't know, but Shavua Shechalboi certainly applies to learn Hilchas Purim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik, Tzorich likroiso kulo umitoich haksav. One has to line the whole Megillah mitoich haksav. Vim koro alpe lo yotzo. If you line the Megillah balpe, you're not yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that means if you line the whole Megillah, or rov the Megillah balpe. If you line part of the Megillah Balpeh, you're Yoitze. B'diyevet. L'ratchila, b'diyevet. We don't find such a halacha by Kriyas HaTorah. By Kriyas HaTorah, even one word Balpeh, you're not Yoitze. By Kriyas HaMegillah, one word, two words, up to Rav Balpeh, one is Yoitze. I once heard that Gaon Rabbi Avraham Genachovsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Ad HaShaila. A person heard one, two words, but he didn't hear Balpeh, he had to say Balpeh, not Mitoch HaMegillah. So Lamaisa, he is right now being Yoitza the Mitzvah's Megillah, B'dievet. It's called B'dievet. If so, is there a Chisoren to continue hearing, saying the Megillah Balpeh up to 50%? Since anyway, it's Balpeh. Big Nafkemina, sometimes when one hears Homon, I'm a clapped. And sometimes the Balkoira continues, and one misses a word. And we'll see soon, if you miss a word, you're not Yoitza, feel a bit Yevet. So I say it, but if I've only got a Chumash in front of me, I haven't got a Kosher Megillah, I'm Yoitza, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to say the word in order to be Mashlim. But it's only a bit Yevet. If so, is there a Chisoren, if I would say more words, Mitoich HaChumash, which is a Kriya Balpeh? Well, it's not enough Gemina. Lamaisa, every word is a word in itself. We find other instances, there's a halacha in Hilchas Brochas. In Hilchas Brochas, in two places, in Makuf Behein, in Reish Vov, the Shulchan Aruch says that when one makes a brocha, tzorich lahashmia habrocha le'oznov. Says the Shulchan Aruch, bedievet, if one doesn't hear the brocha, he says one's yoitza. Yeah, one's yoitza. But it's only b'diyevet. I'm not talking about hirur. Hirur is not a parsha. We're talking about if you hear it, you don't hear it, it's only b'diyevet. So, what happened? I started off the brocha. I said it quietly. I didn't hear. I forgot I'm supposed to say it loud. Now, since the brocha anyway is only a b'diyevetike brocha, is there an inyan to continue saying the brocha loud? Oh no, Lamaisa, the brocha is b'dievet. It doesn't make a difference if I continue the brocha quietly or not. The same shaila. Without going into all the rayas, because there's a lot of shailas in Hilchas Purim we have to cover in a short time, Lamaisa, he wants to be mechalik between a brocha, which is one entity. A brocha is one thing. Whereas the Megillah, each word of the Megillah, it's true, the Megillah is one mitzvah, but each word of the Megillah is separate. So he wants to say that by the brocha, minadin, once the broch is already b'dieved, lo yishmiah lo oznov, then l'chura you should be able to continue saying the brocha quietly, even without hearing it. He doesn't advise to do it, but we're talking about that chelik ha'alocha. Whereas with regards to the Megillah, each word of the Megillah, if one says it balpeh, in other words, from a chumish, then even though one is yoitza, but the minimum, the better. In other words, if one did have to say part of the Megillah balpeh, one should... The rest try to hear it from the Balkoira. As long as there's no chashash, he doesn't hear it. And this is also an interesting halacha of Kriyas HaTorah. A person missed out one word. But Kriyas HaMegillah, Mamesh B'dievet, Zok Duch HaVetz Chaim, if one misses out one word from the whole Megillah, one is not Yoitza. There's no Rubei Kekula here. One word. So much so that Bir Halacha says, V'afilu Chiser Ois Achas B'Kriyosoy. One letter, then Yachsoyer. Some people pride themselves, our Balkoira, 19 minutes it finishes the Kriyas HaMegillah. Yeah, but if Maisa, I missed out one word, or he didn't line one letter, I didn't hear it, this can go as a Chochma 19 minutes, do it in 25 minutes, and do it properly, but nicht kegelis chochme. The question is, if one missed out a word, I didn't hear it. What happens with the sophic? We'll soon see. He didn't hear it, so should he lemaisa afterwards when he lines again make another brocha? Or then it's inyan a chumra. How do zog the Chofetz Chaim if he lines again because he missed out one word? Ledas kol haposkim choizer umevorech. You have to make another brocha. But the Chofetz Chaim brings down the Chaya Odom says since there is a shita. The Riaz, one of the Rishonim, who holds that if one misses one word, one is Yoitza, even though we don't paskin like that, but nevertheless, since there is such a shitter, therefore, don't make a brocha. Don't make a brocha. The Bealocha brings the Machloikis. Agon Ranosen Gestetner, in Chuvas Lahiras Nosen, Chelek Tes, Simon Beis, he wants to say, Simon Chof, he wants to say, it depends, the whole Machloikis is only if he's gone home, he has a Chadas, and then he wants to line the Megillah, what should one do, make a brocha or not? But if he lines the Megillah straight through afterwards, there's no Hesech Hadas, Avada Gevis, one doesn't have to make a brocha again. But Al Kopolim, this is very important. If one misses one word, one is not Yoitze, Afilu Bedi'evet. So what happens if the Bal Kriva, or people are knocking, or someone next to me gave a cough? It's a Sinish Boshet. I gave a cough and I didn't hear one word. Okay, so you say it, whether you have your Megillah, whether you have a Chumash, even a Chumash, one's Yoitze Bedi'evet. So one says it from the Chumash, or from the Megillah, or even without anything, it says the word. But the problem is, it's not so simple. Why? I'm not a Bal Kriva, I must admit, but one word I missed. So if I say the word which I missed, and at the same time, I hear the Bal Kriva lining continuing, you can't have, I'm also saying, and I'm also hearing. Even though, if you ask me, can you hear? Yes, I can hear. But the mitzvah is not just lishmoya ha-megillah. The mitzvah is kriyas ha-megillah. By shofar we make a brocha lishmoya kol shofar. By megillah it's al mikro megillah. The Bal Kriva is being moitzi me. I am ki'ilu lining the megillah. Shemeya ko'inu ki'ilu I'm lining. It can't be that I'm also saying the word which I missed out and also hearing ki'ilu I'm lining that word both together. So therefore one has to not just be mashlim the word he missed out, but continue, till it catches up to where the Bal Kriva has got to, and then be able to continue hearing with the Bal Kriva. In other words, it's come up not shayach bechlal, just to be mashlim a word, elem ken the Bal Kriva lines very, very slowly, but just to be mashlim one word, it's not shayach, so you have to catch up. The Seder, someone is makpid on that. But there's another halacha. The Bais Yosef holds, or brings down many opinions, who hold, that the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah tzorich lishmoya lo oznov. Some hold even b'dieved he's not yoitzer. But let's take on it zicha lechatchila one has to hear. So when one is mashlim, I missed out a word, he has to be mashlim, that he should hear. Now, if he starts saying it too loud, then his next door neighbor is going to give him a bit of a push to put things mildly. Listen here, I can't, elamai, so he is for me. No, that's not good enough. Because I'm not having to move to him. Especially if I haven't got a Megillah. I'm even writing from a Chumash. So therefore, I must be makpid that when I say it, I should say it a bit loud, that I can hear, but not to disturb the neighbor, and to be mashlim as many words that I should catch up to where the Bal Kriva is. So therefore, Eitzah Tova Kumashu Alon, to make sure you don't miss out a word, and also the Bal Kriva should be a Bal Kriva who lines at a speed that people can be able to catch up, and if people are banging Haman too much, I'm not saying it's correct, I'm not saying it's not correct, but whatever it is, it's not a chokh, but the Bal Kriva says, look, I'm going to continue, and that way they'll stop. The Sadishkin Bal Kriva, he has to take into consideration the tzibur. What happens in my sophic? I don't remember exactly. There was a word, I have a sophic. I don't know if I missed out a word. So we've got the klal sofik, the reise lechumra sofik, the rabban lekula. The Chofetz Chaim takes on, brings down to heaven, that by night kriyas ha-megillah is mid rabbanon, by day it's divrei kabbalah. If so, by night sofik, if he has a sofik, he doesn't have to line again. By day, if he has a sofik, he has to line again. Why? Because the maisa, it's a sofik, the reise lechumra. The divrei kabbalah is like mid reise. Zokta gon Rav Meir Ark in Tal Torah and Megillah. He says, there is an afkemina legabi women. What's pshat with women? Avada gevis, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Shabbat Levi, Noshim chayevas mikri megillah, sh'afein hoyu boisanes. Women are also chayev. But the reason women are chayev is, mishum afhein hoyu boisanes. Afhein hoye boys anes is a svara de rabbonon. It's not a svara de reise. What's the raya? Tosfos asks in Megillat Avdalet, why does the Gemara in Psochim Daf Mem Gimel say women are chay be matzah kol sheyeshne be bal toichal chometz yeshne be kumechol matzah? Typically, they're chay because they also ate matzah when they went out to Mitzrayim. Afhein hoye boys anes. Why do we say a posuk, women a posuk, sukkah? Why are women not chayv in sukkah? Avhein hoi boiz anes, ki basukko iso yishavti. Zog toisves, and that's how we take on, even though there's a machloikas about it. The svara of avhein hoi boiz anes can be mechayv mit the rabbonon. It can't be mechayv mit the reise. Women are chayv, but mikro megillah mit the rabbonon, even by day, not by night. Ah, so that's the Turiyevin is machadish. The Turiyevin says women only mechuyil be mikro megillah by day, even by day, only mismid rabbonon because afhein hoy boiz anes. If so, misofik, they don't have to go back if they're sofik. If they missed the word out, of course they do, because they missed out the word. They missed out the word. But misofik zok the tail Torah, they don't have to line. They don't have to line megillah again. There is something which is appertaining to everybody. Ashvera kasha. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to line the whole megillah. Mitoch HaMegillah. And as we said before, B'dievet, one is Yoitzer if it's not Mitoch HaMegillah. B'dievet. There is a Ramah. The Ramah says that Noyagin Loimar Dalet Psukim Shel Geula Bekoil Rom. What's the full Psukim? Ish Yehudi Yehoyah B'shu Shel Abira Oshmoy B'Mordchai. Another Pasuk B'Mordchai Yotz Milifnei HaMelech. Another Pasuk L'Yehudi Moisari B'Simcha. And then at the end of the Megillah, Ki Mordchai Yehudi V'Elas L'Megillah. Four Psukim, everybody says. What, and if I've only got a chumish, I also say it. Who doesn't say it? Everybody says the pasuk with a nigger. I mean, it's decided. Why do we say it? So chumish to mishum simcha. I don't understand. Bisht loyma, I've got a megillah. Okay, but if I've only got a chumish, so the balkoira stops. I line the pasuk from the chumish, and with that I've been yotze this part of the megillah. Yeah, it's true. Afterwards, the balkoira lines the pasuk, but after I've been yotze zok the beis halevi. After what's happened, you eat the mitzvah, you can't after to mekayim the hidur mitzvah. I've got two esrogim, a kosher esrogim and a hudadika esrog. Once you've taken the kosher esrog, you've been yoitz the mitzvah. The hidur, fine, but the mitzvah is what you mekayim the first thing. If so, once I've said this posuk, and I say it bal peh, because it's from a chumish, which is considered bal peh with regards to Megillah, I've been yoitzah. Which means to say, I fully, when I start kechosid from the Ramah, to put things mildly, oh, but what's this minik to say these four psukim bal peh? Lemaise, it comes out, I'm only yoitza mikim megillah, b'dievet. B'dievet. Okay, I'm yoitza, b'dievet. Well, what's going on? Zok tegon reb shlomo zalman neuerbach, zecher tzadik levrocha. It's a gewaltige kasha. When you say the four psukim, you should be mechaven, I don't want to be yoitza mikim megillah with these four psukim. So what are you saying? Mishum simcha. No. In order to accommodate that you are going to afterwards be yoitzer with the kriya of the balkoira. That's a gewaltige chiddush. Ich weiß nicht. My father soll sein gesund, and my zeder, and my elder zeder didn't do it. They weren't mechavim. I'm not saying. I mean, alle sind kosher eden. Shlom Zalman sagt. So I thought, efshar ha-teretz. There's a famous chasam sofer. It's in Yud Zayin, Simcha Chofal, a few places. In fact, the kash, we know the Mogen Avraham says, if you make kiddush, if you don't ma'ariv leil Shabbos, you're midoraisa, you're going to yoitza kiddush with ma'ariv. You mask your Shabbos, you yoitza kiddush. And then you take the Mogen Avraham. So if so, when I make kiddush al hakos, it's only with rabbon. But the ma'isa, zok the chasam soifa, avada gevis, it would be preferable to be yoitza the mitzvah, the raisa of kiddush al hakos. I am yoitza in Shemin Esra. It's preferable not to be yoitza. So do I have to be mechaven that I don't want to be yoitza? You don't have to be mechaven specially. Why? Says the Chasam Sofer b'Hai Lishna, Leiv Bezdin Masna. Says Ki'ilu Bezdin say, look, everybody does Ma'ariv, everybody makes Kiddush, and everybody wants to make a mitzvah on the best way possible. So therefore, Leiv Bezdin Masna, that the Tfilas Ma'ariv I want should be Tfilas Ma'ariv, and Kiddush I want to be Yoitzer, be Kiddush Halakos. Again, if one is Mechavim Mefulish in Ma'ariv, to be Yoitzer is Yoitzer. The Mogen Avraham says Yoitzer. But if you don't have any special Kavona, says the Chasam Sofer, it's Kiddush Leiv Bezdin Masna. I want to transfer this Svara here. Everybody wants to Mekai Mitzvah Megillah, Kedas Vekadim Mitoich Megillah. So even though I say the Pasuk, it's Ki'ilu, I'm a Chavim, I don't want to be Yoitzer with this Pasuk, in order that I shouldn't have to be only Yoitzer B'dievet. I once said this chiddush out in a shir. And there was a Ben Sfarad there. He says, Atem Ashkenazim, yesh lachem ba'ayot. You Ashkenazim, you got a problem. We don't have the problem. I said, why? He says, because by us, when we land the Megillah, the Baal Koira says the Pasuk, and after the Baal Koira, the whole Tzibah says the Pasuk. So there's already been Yotze, the Mitzvah, with the Kriya of the Baal Koira. The Simcha, the Yotze, of saying the Pasuk, we say the Yotze, but that's our Medic, we say. You Ashkenazim, you got the problem. I don't have any problem to say. That's what this Ben Sfora told me. No, I said, I'm not saying to change religions because of that, but as I, yeah.
It could be Mechalek, because most people intend that the Kiddush should be, the Kiddush that they make Halakos is the real Kiddush. They don't think to be Yoitza, the Chi of the Raisa in Tefillah beforehand. Right. Mashenk in here, most people when they're saying Lahudim Oiso, they don't think to themselves that they're being Yoitza.
They don't think
to themselves that the Ikka is what the Baal Koira is going to say afterwards.
Do they think anything?
Don't know.
Oh. Question, do they think anything? By my refaker, the Chofetz Chaim, the Halacha, Reisha, and Aleph, Shea says, since we pass Kama Mitzvah, the Reis, and Mitzvah, the Kavona, so he doesn't understand how one can be Yotze, but Ma'ariv, Elam, Kenyum, Chavim, Befurj. So besides that, without the Svor of the Chasim, so you can pass this in the Yotze, but that's, yeah. Let's speak a little bit about Matonas Lev Yoinim. We can't learn all the Halachas, but Matonas Lev Yoinim, there is a Rambam. The Mishneh Berurah quotes the Rambam, Mila Bemila. Zok the Rambam, it's a mitzvah, lefarsim, I don't know, Oisies Kiddush Levona is probably too small to be mefarsim, this Rambam. Zok the Rambam, mutev leodom leharbois bematones leavyoinim milaharbois besudosoi ubemishlachmones lereyov. It is preferable to, it's not here, it's preferable to be marbe bematones leavyoinim than sudas purim mishlachmones. How much sudas purim costs with all the guests? How much mishlachmones costs with all the expenses? Make a cheshbon. Mutev le'odom le'harbois v'matones le'avyoinim. Why? She'ein sham simche gedoilo u'mefoyoro elo le'sameach lev aniyim v'yesoyimim v'almones v'geirim. Why? Sham esameach lev ha'omlonam ha'elu, who makes them happy, doime le'shchina sh'neim ala'achyos u'rach shfolim ula'achyos lev nitkoim. V'ushteta zahazach. We know the Rambam always quotes a Gemara. Where's the Mekor? Says the Magid Mishnah, Divrei Rabbeinu Ra'uyin Eilov. Passed for the Rambam, it's his own Chiddush. But I have the Rambam. One should preferably mutiv la'odom la'harbois v'matones la'avyoinim than sudas purim v'shlachmones. How much? No, make a cheshbon. Everyone make a cheshbon.
You have to be sure it's avyoinim.
Okay. Yeah, well, it's quite a legitimate shaila, and we shall see Mitzvah Hashem. On the contrary, Enoch and Amma.
Is that for one chiyuv or for loads of people?
We'll see. Be'ezer Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem. Is Lemaisa, the question is, how much does one have to give Matonis Lavyonim to be Yoitz the Mitzvah? What I said, Mutev, is Mutev. First of all, how much do you have to give to be Yoitz the Mitzvah? Shukhanor steht, Chayev kol odom liten lepochis shte matones lishne evyonim. Matonois lo evyonim. Each evyon, one thing. The Ritva says, even with shte prutus yor yoitza. How much is a, why? Says the Mishneh Berurah. The Ritva says, shoe pruto chashuva matono. How much is a pruto? If someone wants to know today, it's be'erech, 2 penny. 2 pence, that's be'erech a pruto. Between 2 and 3 pence, that is a pruto. No, psa shvera zach today to say that's called a matona chashuva, ad kedei kach, and that's what's going to be mesameach la'oni, 2 or 3 pence, is lamaisa, there is a sma in choshen mishpot, simen peiches if cotton base. Says the sma, efshir loimer, shebiyemeyen, hoyo apeires vakinyonim bezol. Things much cheaper. And with a pruto, you could buy many peires, and therefore a pruto was never choshuv. Says the Sma, he's not talking about Matonas Levyoinim. He's talking about, therefore, in our times, the EF Shalikno is a Pruta. What can you buy with a Pruta? Minadin, you can't be, we know, you can make Kaddish a woman with a Pruta. Minadin, you can't make Kaddish a woman with a Pruta today. So make Kaddish a woman with 2 pence? No, why? Because Hotish Kechashivas. Said Lamaisa, Shelzer Frage, is Abba the Mishtabura, going to Poisek. Mishtabura, it wasn't Stammer, what's called computer encyclopedia, he paskin, the Ritva, you can give Shnei Prutas. So the Mishneh Berurah gepaskin. Zok Rebbe Eliashiv Zecher Tzadik Levracha, in the time of the Mishneh Berurah, even with the Shnei Prutas, you could buy things. We remember our times as well. In our times, the small, with the halfpenny, old halfpenny, You could go on a bus with a halfpenny. You could today a halfpenny, a penny, 2 pence. People only look at it. There's a difference in what it is. Al kuponim lemaisa want us to know that matonas levyoinim there is a bigger share. It's not 2-3 pence, but nevertheless, how much should one be yotze? So that's another shaila. How much does one have to give? There is taki a big machlokes between in the place game. I can't tell you the values in England because that you have to ask the rabbonim here. But in Eretz, the Indian of the Matonis Levinu should be the Sameach HaEvyon. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yashiv Zeret Tzadik Levroch used to say minimum 50 shekel. It's about 9 pounds. Yeah. And Rabbi Yashiv Zeret Tzadik Levroch said 10 shekel, which is up to 2 pounds. But less than that not. Lemaisa, since we give, as I mentioned before, to many Evyonim, we don't give to two. So Lechol HaPochas, to two Evyonim, give Kedas V'Kadin. Afterwards, then give a small amount. Say that. But l'chol ha'poches, to be yoitzeh, the ikke mitzvah is one can be yoitzeh. The question is, can you give matonos levyonim from ma'isik sofim? Why? What's the shayla? It's not tzedakah. Why shouldn't one be? Is the shayla, the maharil, they ask the maharil the shayla, and he says that the ma'isik one can't be yoitzeh. How can he be yoitzeh? The ma'isik, you are mechuyiv to be mekayim. One cannot be mekayim a mitzvah with something with Maisik Sofim. Why? Because it has to come in a cholin. Ein dova shevachoiva bo elom in a cholin. Matonis levinim is a choiva. You can't give from Maisik Sofim, which anyway is sort of tzedakah. But what? So you give the minimum amount, the two people that you've given, I give my money. What I give afterwards to the other 50 people, that you can give Maisik Sofim. Oh, but why? Because that's already a hider mitzvah. So there's a shaila, which I don't want to go into now, because otherwise I'm going to overdo my limits. But the shaila is, I want to give to this Oni. He's an Oni Mehuda. I want to give him 20 pounds. One second. And the other money, no, 20 pounds. How much did we say? The maximum lechve is 8, 9 pounds, 10 pounds. The money which I give more than the chiev to this Oni, can I give for my 6 sofim? Or do we say no? This is a mitzvah. You're giving one mitzvah to this person. So whatever you add on to that is part of your mitzvah. It's not called a hidur in as much. Maybe that has to come from your own private money. A shayla which the post can give.
But
give the 10 of 10. So first of all, you can give the whole money from your own pocket as well. If you want to give from my 6 sofim. Yeah, in Othama, if you want to give from my 6 sofim. There is very practical here in England. People give vouchers, people give checks. The question is, are you going to with vouchers or checks? Why not? I was nicht. The question is, the Oni must be able to use the money which you give him on Purim. So no, Yitzhak, he can cash the voucher. If he can get something from it today, or somebody will accept it from him and give him money. It doesn't have to be from the charity organization. Or a check as well. If you give him a check and the bank is open, okay. If he gets a check and he can't use the check, no one's going to accept the check. Even a post-dated check, which people will receive, that's okay. But if you can't do anything with it, it's a problem being Matonas Levyonim. And Ochanama, people give to phone up, I give a bar that stalker, please debit my credit card. When is my credit card debited? at a certain date, which is long after Purim. Am I Yoitza or not Yoitza? Is usually these bar that stalker, they take off. They themselves give out money, Kilo lend you the money which they've got, and they give out the money for you, and they will take Kilo lend you the money and take it back from the credit which they take from your account at the time. But one must know also that a woman is chayev matonas levyonim no less than men. Women are also chayev. So the question is, a woman's not running around, no. What a husband can give for his wife. Without going into all the protim, but one has to know. The question is how the husband gives matonas levyonim for his wife. If she's mamanehim a shliach, that's no problem, even if he gives it from his pocket. But without shliches, stam mezakeh, it's not poshut that she is yoitza the mitzvah of matonas levyonim. So therefore, and one doesn't have to have the minu shliches specifically on Purim. One go home now and say, my dear wife, please make me a shliach to give. Not only his wife, his daughters. His daughters, children as well, the same thing. So please make me a shliach, and if it's Hashem, I will on Purim give you the shliach monos. What's considered, somebody I mentioned before, what's considered an oni, what's an evyoin, says the Oruch HaShulchan in Ochanaba. In the Torah, oni of evyoin is two different people. The Pasuk says, Loisashoik Sochir oni of evyoin. It's two different people. Chazal say an evyoin is worse off than an oni. Why? An evyoin Hotnish Kembusha is not ashamed to go and ask for money. He hasn't got anything to eat. An Oni has a certain busha to ask for money. He's a better class Evyoin than an Oni. But so the Maisef Sof, the mitzvah is not only Evyoinim, that means to give to a person who is Mamash, hasn't got what's called in English a penny to his name. Oh, but Lamaisa, the poskim say it's not necessarily. Today, all aniyim, one can be yoitzer, and bichlal, to find somebody who mamish hasn't got sudas purim, which is the main mitzvah, is nishta as a poshet. So Lamaisa, the same Hashem chashnitz, you can give to the oni or the evian, all the same. But what's the gedda? Zogt Rabbi Yashiv, zechat tzadik levocha, it's difficult today to find a person who mamish hasn't got sudas purim. We're not talking he hasn't got, he's not an oni, but he hasn't got sudas purim. He says one is yoitzer, mitzvahs matonis levyoinim, if you give it to somebody who is allowed to receive ma'isek sofim. A person who is allowed to receive ma'isek sofim, one can give matonis levyoinim, even though he mamish has sudas purim. I have 3 minutes left, and I have a lot of halachas in Hilchas Purim, but I felt 2 weeks ago, today, somebody, a certain maggid in Eretz Yisrael, phoned me up and told me a ma'isa. And I felt this ma'isa is appropriate and important to say. But it's so unbelievable that I couldn't believe it. So I told him, who did you hear it from? Who did he hear it from? This went back to about 7 or 8 people, till got to the Mekoy Rishon. So the Ma'isa, I know Hilcha Shabbos, Keli Sheni, Eina Mevashel. This is a Keli Rishon, Mamish a Keli Rishon. I know the name of the person and where he lives. There is a person, relevant to where he lives, not in Eretz Yisrael, who Loyaleinu suffers from an illness. It's not Alzheimer's, but similar to Alzheimer's. Mamish similar, Loyaleinu. A Mechobedika person, but he doesn't know what's called in English, doesn't know what's flying. He walks around, come to shul, he can daven, he'll say the same page 20 times over. He doesn't know what's flying. Chobedika person. Wherever he goes, he must be accompanied by a Filipino, by a goy. He can walk, he can go, he'll get on a bus and end up somewhere placed in the East End. No, but otherwise, he's accompanied. His children were very much at pain. The first grandchild was getting married. The first Einagel. You can imagine he's not such an older person. And he's not going to be. The Tata, a choshev mensch, he's not going to be with a chasna. And what should we do? Bring him with the Filipina, as Kreste Busche can sein. You go to a place with a Kala, nicht bringen a Tata. They found out, I'll tell you what it was in America. In America, there is a tablet, which if one takes it, for this specific illness, he becomes normal for 7 hours. It has a sakona of side effects, which is bechlal nish poshet. Bechlal nish poshet. I don't know, short term, long term, nish poshet. More than that, this tablet, one tablet, cost thousands of dollars. The children, who are all B'nai Torah, decided we are going to pay for this tablet. It's a sakona, what's going to happen? We want our father to be as Oshet Nachas. It's a covet for us. And they had to scrape money. Each child had to give $500, $600, $700 just for one tablet. They bought the tablet. Be'erech 3/4 an hour according to instructions, 1 hour, 3/4 an hour before they're going to the chuppah, they gave them the tablet. But lo yu'umen, within 30 minutes, that person was normal. Absolutely normal. Absolutely. I tell you, I made my inquiry. I went to speak to the Melech Fira. I asked him, tell me, you know about it? For Alzheimer's, there's no such tablet. This is not Alzheimer's, it's another tablet. It's another illness, similar. But kids, he mamish normal. And not only did he know everybody, he was mamish. Came to the chuppah, everything, he got the brocha, versteht sich, they go to the Philippines, left at home. He was mamish 100%. You didn't have to just imagine somebody here comes along with the Philippines. He was mamish 100%. And the chasna, he spoke to this, he spoke to that. Alles again in Beseda. Rabbi Isai, 30 minutes. After the chuppah, when everybody was going in and out of the reception, his father vanished. Huh? Vanished.
Vanished.
Vanished. He wasn't anywhere. They looked for him. He wasn't bechlal to be seen. This is be'erech 1.5 hours after he took the tablet. The children were betzar she'en kedugmoson. They're waste. Who knows if what they said 7 hours is supposed to be, but it wasn't. And what do we do now? I know somebody in Bnei Brak, I say a shir in a certain shul, a certain person, they found him in Dalton Square. He wasn't the company, he had Alzheimer's, you can't know where he gets to. The kids looked, they couldn't find, Mamish, the chasle was gestorben. The children, grandchildren went looking around, the Baal Simra stayed there. 1:30 they found him. 1:30 they found him. In the Beis HaMedrash, learning Gemara. Tate, was it was? He says, I've been for 3 years in prison. I couldn't do anything. You told me I'm going to be let out of prison now. They told him it's going to be for 7 hours. I shouldn't use the time to learn Gemara, Chasle, 7 hours. Rabbi Yisai, Purim is man kimu v'kiblu aleihem. One doesn't have to suffer from Alzheimer's. One doesn't have to pay thousands of dollars. We can learn a blat Gemara without all that.
I would do.